The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Production is going to be one of the main themes for ECR Minerals this year, gold production, that is. ECR's Nick Tulloch joins us now. Nick, good to see you.
Good to see you too, Alistair.
So, as I say, production. Tell us a little bit about what that's going to look like, what the timescales will be, and what your plans are.
Well, ECR turns 20 this year, and this year we'll mark our 20th birthday with making that transition from a explorer into a producing company. And this has been heralded for quite some time. We've been working on a project called Blue Mountain in Queensland. It's not far from Rockhampton. And towards the very end of last year, we acquired Raglan, a nearby alluvial project, actually a bit closer to Rockhampton, but also comes with all of the equipment and a mining lease. It's fully fenced off. It's quite literally ready to go. And so our production story is accelerated with that acquisition. And we are very optimistic about moving Raglan into production in the very near term, and then following that up with Blue Mountain a little bit later on.
So what are we talking about when we say the very near term then? I mean, that sounds imminent, really, doesn't it?
Well, and it should be imminent. As I say, one of the huge attractions of Raglan for us was that it comes ready-made. I mean, it's pretty rare, I think, you see an acquisition like this where you've got the lease in place, you've got the facility fenced off, you've got all of the equipment on site. You know, it is literally ready to go. The only ingredient we're missing is having the right team in place. And the right team is really important. I mean, fairly obviously, the product that we're producing could be put in someone's pocket at the end of the day. And so trust and you know, the capability of the team is absolutely critical. But with that one ingredient outstanding, you know, this is not a process that should take too long. And so between now and Easter, yeah, I would say is a very, very realistic timetable for getting Raglan into production. But it's also worth saying we're not starting standing still here. We've been looking at Raglan. We announced the plan to make the acquisition back in October. So we've put in a lot of groundwork already in terms of getting that right production team and making sure they're available to come on site in the near term.
So tell us a little bit about Raglan then. What type of production will it be?
So both Raglan and Blue Mountain are alluvial resources. So as gold mining goes, this is at the lower end of the technology. We are trenching old riverbeds. We then process those trenches through a gravity fed operation, so through a wash plant. And we're looking for fairly low quantities of gold within every cubic meter, within every bank cubic meter. We tend to work on the basis of 0.15 grams per bank cubic meter is economic. Now, in fact, we're getting much better results than that at Blue Mountain, in fact, more than twice that at Blue Mountain, and Raglan is fairly comparable. But that sort of gives you an idea of where our cutoff is. The gold at Raglan tends to be a bit coarser, which probably sort of leads on to another opportunity, which is we think that Raglan is probably slightly closer to the source. But nevertheless, what we have within both operations is an alluvial mining process.
And will you be producing a great deal of gold or small amounts? I understand that Raglan is smaller than Blue Mountain.
Raglan is a smaller landmass, but the production per day will be fairly comparable between the two. One big advantage we have at Raglan actually is the wash plant is rated at 60 tonnes per hour. But when it comes down to it, alluvial mining is really about processing the volume. The faster we can trench and the faster we can process the material, the more gold we will produce, subject obviously to grades. So at Raglan with 60 tonnes per hour, we're looking at, excluding breaks and excluding any sort of equipment maintenance, we're looking at something up to 600 tonnes per day of material that can be processed. And you can do some fairly easy calculations of 0.15 grams per bank cubic metre or whatever grade people want to make assumptions on. Obviously, the gold price is available publicly. And that gives people an idea as to what the scale can be. In terms of how much we'll produce, Raglan, it's a smaller landmass. It will be exhausted before Blue Mountain is exhausted. I mean, Blue Mountain, this will go on for years and years. This is a huge project to operate. Raglan is slightly smaller, but I say it's very attainable. And it's more or less immediate.
And will the cash flow from Raglan be significant and meaningful for ECR?
Yeah, it absolutely will be. We have estimated that running Raglan is going to be around about $3,000 per day. So to sort of work that out in gold price terms, if we are producing around about 0.6 ounces of gold per day, we've covered our cost, and then everything else is profit. In fact, my 0.6 is probably slightly out of date because I worked that out a few weeks ago, and the gold price has moved up a tiny bit since then. But anyway, you get the idea. ECR is not an expensive company to run. We've kept ourselves the last couple of years, certainly since I joined, very very slim in terms of overhead and cost. So there is a very real and very probable outcome that Raglan will cover all of our G&A and a little bit more, and give us that springboard for bigger opportunities. And that first big opportunity is Blue Mountain.
So in a sense, this is kind of a trial run for Blue Mountain in the sense that it'll sort of tee you up for bigger things.
Yeah, it does. And I think, the nice thing about Raglan is we will perfect our skills, we'll perfect our process at Raglan, in a smaller area where everything's already on site. Blue Mountain is quite literally a greenfield site, where we will turn an exploration license into a mining lease. Because we're close enough between the two, it's not much more than an hour to drive between the two. The same urban centres that will serve Raglan are the same urban centres that will serve Blue Mountain. There will be sharing of teams, expertise, to some extent equipment as well. So the two projects go together really quite nicely. And I think, what we'll learn at Raglan in those first few months will absolutely be applicable, to what we'll be able to do at Blue Mountain.
And do you have enough working capital to get Raglan going?
Well, we do. I say it's ready to go. It was bought and paid for from a fundraiser we did back in October last year. So it was a single upfront cash payment. So that's made. All the equipment's on site. So we'll go down to the gas station, buy some diesel. We'll find a team, and we can get started. So it's a quick process.
So the anniversary, so basically coming of age for ECR will be production in its 20th year then.
It will be, yes. I mean, as I say, tw 20 years feels like quite a long time to get to this stage. I mean, my own association with ECR is a little bit less, and we've got a fairly new management team here as well. But this will be a big year for us. And as I say, it's been very well heralded. We've spoken for some time about the ability to get Blue Mountain into production. Raglan is a huge acceleration on that, but it's the same principles, it's the same geography. Obviously, it's the same metal that we're seeking. So it's a very very nice fit for what we're doing.
And so, how easy will it be to get Blue Mountain into production after Raglan is up and running?
Well, we have an advantage at Blue Mountain that we've done a lot more work there. We've owned that site for considerably longer. The next step is to secure the mining lease, and a mining lease has, well, an application, as you can imagine, has a number of different aspects to it. But the key part is it commercial? I mean, the Queensland government are not about to grant a lease to anything that isn't commercial. And to that, I guess I can refer all the people watching or listening to this to our recent RNS announcements. We're very confident Blue Mountain is commercial, and people can review the numbers and the grades that we've put out there. We had a very successful drilling campaign at Blue Mountain during the course of last year, which I've said on occasion in the past. It's somewhat sort of counterintuitive. You think of drilling for gold, you think of going, hundreds, thousands of feet or meters, into the ground. At Blue Mountain, most of the gold is 3 or 4 meters down. I think our deepest hole was about 12 meters. But what we were able to do with that drilling rig is delineate where the gold is within Blue Mountain. When we talk about alluvial resources in Australia, your first thought as a British person is, well, rivers, and you follow the river. What we've got, of course, is old, dried up riverbeds. And so you're tracking these former riverbeds through the hills and through the mountains. And the drill rig was able very quickly to determine where the gold was, or in other words, where we want to trench. And so that was a huge acceleration. But importantly, it's given us that commercial validation for the license, the mining lease that we're currently applying for.
So lots to look forward to in that regard. We've got cash flow from Raglan coming up soon, then Blue Mountain further out. But there are also other projects in the company too, aren't there? Tell us a little bit about the other activities which you guys have got planned for this year.
Yeah, well, we've always said that for a small company, we have a very wide portfolio, and this maybe reflects our lengthy history. The portfolio has been condensed down in recent years to two states, so Queensland and also Victoria. Queensland, the beating heart of the operation, is the alluvial projects. But further north, we have a project called Lulworth, which is bigger than all of our other tenements right across the company combined. Lulworth, I mean, to coin a phrase, has now become a multi-metal resource. It was acquired, and our original focus was gold. In recent years, we've had some quite interesting rare earth findings, which have actually attracted the interest of both the Queensland government and also James Cook University. But more interestingly, the same drill rig that we used at Blue Mountain went up to Lulworth in the autumn, or the British autumn of last year, and we had some very interesting silver findings, which were announced in early December last year. So Lulworth's become a gold, silver, and rare earth opportunity. Meanwhile, down in Victoria, which is, I suppose, the former or even current headquarters of ECR, we have three tenements: Creswick, Baylaston, and Tambo. Baylaston is probably the one we have the most near-term interest in. We'd had a successful drilling campaign last year where we sought to expand, what could be quite an interesting antimony opportunity, but also a shallow gold opportunity as well. So that's probably our standout interest at the moment in Victoria. But at Creswick, which is right in the heart of the old Australian goldfields, it sits between Ballarat and Bendigo. At Creswick, we have an interest from a group called Bold Gold, who want to enter into a joint venture with us. And the effect of that joint venture would be that we would be carried. Bold Gold would cover all of the cost, and ECR would retain an interest in the opportunity. And that give you asked about cash flow earlier. The interesting thing about that JV is it gives us the opportunity to focus our resource where we think we can get the most impact, and that's primarily in Queensland. But we don't let go of what's probably a very interesting opportunity down in Victoria.
Yeah, plenty to think about there. So let's talk specifics then in terms of news flow. What sort of news flow can we expect in the coming weeks and months from you guys?
Well, it's probably sort of picking up on where we started the conversation. So, I think probably the piece of news everyone's looking for is, when are we starting production? And then when, sorry, this is at Raglan. And then when we do start production, how well is it going? What are the grades we're getting? What are the quantities of gold we're getting out? Second aspect of news flow is Blue Mountain, the application and eventual award of the mining lease, and therefore when do we start production in Blue Mountain. This also take us deeper into the year. And then there's other activities that, on the exploration side, where we got to at Lulworth last year certainly merits some follow-up. I mentioned there is still some interest for us in Victoria. It's probably fairly obvious in the way I've been talking that if the centre of ECR's operations 2 or 3 years ago was Victoria, that centre is now very much in Queensland. That's very much our primary focus. But I never like to say we're leaving anything behind. And just because we're focused more on Queensland doesn't mean we think what we have in Victoria is bad. We just think we can make more impact in Queensland. So there are still things for us to do in Victoria as well. So there'll be follow-up news flow there too.
Yeah, exciting stuff. So at Raglan, finally, let's finish off with Raglan. Is there going to be a commissioning phase or anything like that, or is it a case of just sort of switching on and saying go?
It's the latter. I mean, it literally is turn up, start up all the equipment, and start trenching. It is as simple as that. When we bought Raglan, we were very careful to make sure we bought the company that owns the Raglan mining lease. That's a company called Raglan Resources. We'll shortly change its name to be something a little bit more ECR orientated. But Raglan Resources owns the mining lease, and that is now a wholly owned subsidiary of ECR. So, we are the owner of the lease. We are the owner of all the equipment that we need to get started. And we had the Christmas period to, I suppose, prepare for what the new year will bring. And for me, this is about having the right team in place. This is, in Australian terms, this is not remote. I mean, you could frankly live in Rockhampton and commute to the office if Raglan was an office, commute every day. But based, given where I'm based, given where most of the team are based, it's so important to us. We have a very capable team and a very trustworthy team. And as you can imagine, we've made quite a lot of progress on identifying who that team is. And I'm optimistic we'll be getting things started fairly soon.
Well, Nick, we look forward to it very much. We look forward to the day when you turn it on and press go. But in the meantime, thanks very much for joining us and good luck.
Fantastic. Thanks, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.